Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about the purpose of living. This is the whole crux of everything that we've studied is right about this today. The purpose of living is why you're here. You have a purpose in being here. The scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Deuteronomy 27:1 through 28:14, Psalm 45:6 through 12, Proverbs 11:7 and 8, Luke 10:25 through 11:4. The purpose of living. Luke 10:27. Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. The energy behind most of our behavior, particularly strange or abnormal behavior, is an independent attempt to sedate the deep longings which God and God alone can satisfy. If you want to know a biblical reason why people do the things that they do, then keep these thoughts in mind. A man said one time, long ago, "Why do I browbeat my wife and make demands of her, which I know are not loving? And why, despite my best efforts to change, do I fall right back into my usual patterns?" His pastor told him, "Your legitimate longings for impact and respect are not being met by God. And as you find, as you can't function very well when these longings go unmet, you set about trying to get your wife to meet them." Unmet, you set out to try and get your wife to meet them. Wow. He saw the point. Ask God to forgive him for drinking at the wrong well and turn a fresh way to Christ for life and power and reality. But what about the person who goes in the other direction and withdraws from others, manifesting such symptoms as extreme shyness and some forms of depression? This person is someone who has little awareness of their thirst being quenched by God, hence the degree of inner emptiness, and is motivated to avoid moving toward involvement with others for fear that he or she might be rejected. Self-enhancement, a selfish attempt to quench our own thirst, or selfish rejection, these are the two types of relationship which characterize many Christians' lives, and both are in violation of the law of love. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our loving Heavenly Father, your word is crystal clear. The purpose of living a simple life is simply to love as we are loved. If I'm not loving others, then quite simply, I'm not allowing you to love me. We are sinning in both directions. Help us, Father, to love. Help us to be loved. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study, look at John 13:1 through 35, John 15:12, Matthew 22:39, and 1 Thessalonians 3:12, and keep these two questions in mind. How do we show that we belong to Jesus? And two, what was Paul's desire for the Thessalonians? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.